Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Lauren here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Podcast Manager Show. We are talking about how to compete with low prices. And I know that this is a huge topic because I get this question regularly. This episode is especially for those of you that have not landed a client. When you see someone post in a Facebook group looking for a podcast manager or looking for podcast editing, and you see people underneath posting how much they charge per episode or per whatever, it can do mind tricks with you, right? And especially when you haven't landed a client yet, you then start thinking, oh my gosh, am I pricing my services too high? Am I pricing myself too low? I mean, there's just so much that goes into our prices. And part of that is also, we let that reflect who we are. Is, am I worth this price? You know, like that sort of thing. So we can really start to get in our head about our prices specifically before we've landed a client. So I want to talk about competing with low prices and some of the things that you should consider when you're pricing your services. The first thing I want to talk about is how to price your services as a beginner. And this is something that I differ from in comparison to a lot of other coaches in this freelancing space. In my opinion, if you haven't landed a podcast client yet and you want to grow fast to reach your monthly income goals, then you need to land a client at perhaps a lower rate than what you need to be at to reach your monthly income goal. In my opinion, the quicker you can get hired, the quicker you can get real experience, and then you can increase your prices. Getting a month of real podcast management under your belt is a game changer. Number one, your confidence is going to go way up because you're going to be like, okay, I see this in action. I know what I'm doing. You can immediately increase your prices from there. And now when you get on discovery calls, you have a real podcast that you can point back to and you get experience working with a podcaster. So I believe that the sooner that you can get hired, the quicker you can get real experience, and then the quicker that you can increase your prices. So often I see people waiting around for a client because I teach finding your ideal client and packaging your services to your ideal client, but we need to get hired, you know, like we just need to get hired because it's better if you're waiting for your ideal client, you have everything aligned to your ideal client. It's better if you're waiting for them and still getting paid from someone else than just waiting for them and not getting paid, right? So don't book yourself out at low, low prices, but land that first client. Get that first client under your belt. We've had a lot of opportunities coming at the students in the Podcast Manager program that are pretty unconventional in my mind, just all sorts of different opportunities like podcast audits and different strategy calls. And people are just looking for a lot of help around their podcast. And some of these new podcast managers, they're like, hey, should I do this? I haven't landed my first client yet. And I'm like, yes, like get in the door, right? Like get your feet wet. Because before we can get our feet wet, our confidence might be a little lower and we just don't have as much experience. So that's my advice on your first client, specifically your first client. And with podcast management, your clients stay with you for a lot longer than other services. So you can land your first client at a lower rate than maybe what you really want to be at or what you need to be at to hit your monthly income goal. And then a week later, you can land a client at a great price point. And then a month later, you land your third client at an even higher price point. You can then go back to your first client and say, either you're increasing your prices or you can just let them go. You know, I mean, it's not always a great fit anyway. But getting that experience, they're getting you at a great rate, and then you're getting some awesome experience through them. The second thing I wanted to talk about is about how your prices should be based on other people. So your prices should be informed by the market, but not set by the market. So when you see other people's prices, maybe other portfolios, or you see people on a Facebook thread talking about their prices, that should inform some of what you do with your prices. But your prices are yours. So I want you to have your own method of getting to your prices. You need to be thinking about paying taxes off of your income. You need to be thinking about business expenses. They're pretty low for podcast management, but they exist. You know, they're still there. And then you need to think about profit. So before I started my course, when I was just doing service-based work and I didn't have anyone on my team or anything like that, I was following the profit first mindset. And if you haven't heard of that before, it's a book called Profit First, and I'll link it in the show notes. I actually haven't read the book. I just have actually edited a lot of podcasts on the topic, which is hilarious. That's like the biggest way that I learn nowadays. But Profit First is basically saying you're going to tell your money where to go every month before you spend it. So for example, it has you basically divide your income into percentages so that you can tell it where to go based on percentages. So I'm doing a version of it now, but before I started this course, I was really following it. And what I was doing was I was saying 50% of my income is going to go to profit straight back to me. 25% of it is going to go to taxes. 15% of it is going to go to business expenses, and 10% is going to go to charity because that's something that is important to me and that I follow. So you can look at these percentages and say, okay, how much profit do I want to bring in? Taxes need to be around 25, 35. Some people do 20. It's kind of all over the map, but 25 works for me in my situation. Business expenses, you can have some high business expenses if you're not following, if you're not tracking. Like, do you need the paid version of everything? Start asking yourself some of those questions, because you can definitely get by with a system that really works but is not expensive. And then I would encourage you to donate to charity. I think it's a great thing to do, but maybe for you, it could be something else. That 10% could be something else, like savings or whatnot. The last thing that I want to cover is kind of a mindset question for you on why should someone hire you at your prices? So not why are you worth your prices, because it's not about your worth as an individual. I laugh, but like it's real. Like it's not about your worth as an individual. But why should someone pay your prices? I want you to think about this. Genuinely think about this. When you can have a couple ideas in your head of why your services are priced at a certain price, then you can feel really confident going into a discovery call or going into sending a proposal saying, I know for sure that these prices are the right prices for me. The approach that I've always taken at making sure that my services are of great value is that when I land a client and I get underway and I'm serving them and I start to see ways that I can improve and improve and improve, and then I raise my prices. So I've gotten better and better and better at my craft, at working with clients, at the systems behind it, at actually editing, at actually writing, all of those pieces. I've gotten better at my craft, and then I've raised my prices. And if a client doesn't agree to those raised prices, then you let them go. And there's, of course, a lot of ways that you can do that so that you can make sure that you're not really missing out any of that monthly income, but make sure that you are getting better at your craft. In the easiest way to do that is just to be doing podcast management. As far as pricing goes, the sky is the limit. It's amazing. But in order for you to be able to start commanding rates that are $1,000 a package, $2,000 a package per month, $4,000 a package per month, yes, that exists, you gotta start somewhere. So if you haven't landed your first client yet, let's go land it. Get it done. Get some of that experience under your belt. Get paid. Get paid. And I'm so excited to see how you just boom from there. You guys, I am really struggling keeping these 5-Minute Fridays under 5 minutes or even around 5 minutes. So thank you for listening to this short episode. Let me know what you think about it. Over on Instagram, I'm at Lauren Wrighton, or head to the Facebook group. It's the Podcast Manager Mastermind Facebook group. And let me know what you think about this episode. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook, and let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.